Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Rich Fitzgerald has shown a great leadership throughout this and has been kind enough to join me every day, and he's extremely busy. Fitz, good morning, buddy.
Good morning, Marty. And, yeah, you talk about some of the local companies like Lachina. You know, Philips Respironics, yes, one of our international companies, ramping up production on ventilators. So a lot of those are going to be made right here in the region. Obviously, Pitt is a big player when it comes to doing the research and hopefully coming up with a vaccine. So, you know, locally we're involved not just in what's going on here, but in the national and international scene.
You know, Fitz, I was on the phone with some UPMC insiders today, and, you know, these scientists, I mean, they're in the middle of this, and they're trying to make a difference, and they're working on a serum to determine if folks might have had this months and months ago, and if they did, to see if there are antibodies in their system. There's a lot of progress being made. I'm not going to pull a Trump and say this stuff will be ready Monday, but, man, the folks in this region are working hard, brother, hard.
No, they are. And you think about the great history that we've had here going back to even before we were born, the Jonas Salk discovery when, you know, the world was panicked around, obviously, polio back in the 50s. And then, you know, the transplantation,
yes,
that Thomas Starzl did in the 80s. So, you know, Pittsburgh's great tradition and history in biomedicine and life sciences is still there. And, you know, you mentioned it. A lot of these scientists are working feverishly in the labs, you know, testing things, working on things, and hopefully, you know, something will come of it.
Hey, Fitz, I want to say two things. I have a bunch of family in the healthcare business, and so do you. You have a daughter who's a surgeon. Heck, you know my sister Sandy really well. She has two daughters who are nurses. I'm very uptight about this. And doctors and nurses are dying every day. I just want you to make certain that people know that this is serious. And they're starting to arrest folks who are blatantly violating the social distancing and opening bars and acting ridiculous. I want you to tell folks you're serious about enforcing this. And if you have to, you'll do what you have to do, right?
This is serious stuff, absolutely. You know, you're putting people's lives at risk. And I know from the state level, the federal level, and here locally, yeah, we're going to make sure. And a lot of this really is neighbor to neighbor.
Right.
A lot of this, when you see people out there congregating and acting irresponsibly, you know, it's your civic duty to say, hey, guys, this is improper. You're putting people's lives at risk. And you're right. You're talking about the healthcare providers who are working at our hospitals, working first responders on the front lines, literally the front lines. You know, we talk about the word war, but it really is a war. It's a war against a virus, not, you know, the traditional enemy combatants in you know, other nations that we would be at war with, like in World War II or the Afghan War. But this unseen virus is a war, and we've got to take it very seriously and battle against it.
All right, so that's the dire consequences, and the truth is that it is dangerous. I also want to say this, because I check in every day because it's important for me to know this stuff. To this date, to this morning, the most recent numbers, the numbers in our region, Fitz, positive testing hovering in the 8 to 10% range. So it's not apocalyptic and it's not through the roof like we're seeing in New York. I wanted to kind of underline that as well. To this point, sir, right?
You're 100% right. We see the numbers rising, but we haven't seen this giant spike that you've seen in some other cities. You know, Philadelphia yesterday had passed 1,000 positive cases. We are around the 300 mark. It's going up, but it's not dramatically going up. But it will if people don't take
it
seriously.
Right on.
So these numbers don't just happen by happenstance. They happen because all of us are working to keep the physical distances, to make sure that we're working from home, make sure our families are protected. The other part that also is also increasing, though, is the hospitalization.
Yeah.
So that tells you that some of the folks that are testing positive or have to be hospitalized. It is serious. So, you know, we hope, I hope there's a day in which we start reporting that the numbers are going down. We're not there yet. I hope that day isn't too far off, but it only is going to happen if we all continue to work at it, continue to stay vigilant, and stay separated.
Hey Fitz, Rich Fitzgerald joining us, the county executive. A lot of big companies, massive companies, are laying off significant numbers of folks. Do you have a plan in place that you're going to have to do that at the county pretty soon, sir?
It may. Yeah. You know, other counties, I've talked to a bunch of my county commissioners over the last few days, and many of them, Westmoreland, Armstrong, others, Washington, are starting to, we're all looking at it.
Yeah.
I mean, the state's certainly looking at it, the federal government, companies. It's just the reality of what you have. And I think what we're going to see is you're going to see some shifts. So you see right now that Amazon, for example, is trying to hire people very rapidly and as many people as they can get their hands on. At the same token, some of our large retailers are laying off people. So there's a shift that's going to occur. You'll probably see a lot more folks in the food delivery business that are going to be needed. So there will be a change, not just over the next month or two, but some of these changes actually may be permanent.
Rich Fitzgerald, it's a pleasure. I can't thank you enough. I'm very grateful that you check in every day, and your leadership has been astounding. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Marty. Keep people informed and keep up the good work.
All right, I'll talk
to you.
All right. Fantastic job at this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.